This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the results of bringing lawmakers back to Jefferson City for an extraordinary session.
Important part about this bill, it creates jobs for Missouri citizens.
Why it wasn't moved through the session at an earlier point.
The five-day session saw the legislature send House Bill 1 to the executive branch. The measure would authorize the Missouri Public Service Commission, or PSC, to approve a special rate for certain facilities. Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville is among the bill's supporters. He claimed no Ameren, Missouri customer would see a higher bill as a result of this becoming law.
They will be allowed to negotiate a better electrical rate than the standard rate to give them a jump start. And this shall be good for 10 years. It will not affect anybody's rate in the state of Missouri.
But Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur voted against House Bill 1. She says most likely the PSC would set a special rate for both the proposed aluminum smelter and the potential steel mill.
Because it wants to encourage them to operate here. Ameren is never on the hook, especially with this legislation the way it's written.
Senator Bill Igle of Weldon Spring adds, we all want jobs, but...
How do you get them? If jobs could not exist without a subsidy that enforces their creation from government, then the free market dictates they probably should not be there in the first place.
Senator Shoup mentions the time factor in an extra session can work against lawmakers.
We don't always put into place the best or most thoughtful public policy.
Senator Cunningham says another advantage to this proposal is it would be one aluminum smelter replacing another.
But it will take, I think they said, maybe $4 million to get it up and going again. That's pretty minimal compared to the jobs it can bring to that area.
Senator Shoup believes this bill gives too much power to Ameren over the PSC.
I would love to see these companies come in, build and succeed, and spend their dollars here and employ people in the state of Missouri. That, to me, was the intent of this legislation.
Senator Igle says for him, the decision came down to who ultimately pays.
As an individual that voted no on this particular bill, you could say that I don't feel that the bill that we ultimately passed met an extraordinary need for the state because we potentially put it on the backs of other ratepayers around the state, and that's frustrating.
Senator Shoup adds there are no guidelines for either potential company to live up to the number of jobs promised.
One of the metrics by which the Public Service Commission must hold these companies to account is the number of jobs they create.
House Bill 1 features an emergency clause, which means it would become law upon the governor's signature. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.